With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Last year's Women's March drew more than 10,000 people to Helena. Organizers this year are trying something different. This time there won't be one big centralized rally. Edward O'Brien reports.
This year, organizers are planning 9 different rallies in 9 different locations Saturday. They predict they'll draw thousands of like-minded people concerned about the nation's political and social direction. Here's Aaron Erickson, the director of Missoula Rises.
We thought that it would be much more feasible to have it be a statewide event where people wouldn't have to travel, because then that necessarily excludes some folks.
Montana's event Saturday will be held in Missoula, Helena, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Kalispell, Butte, Miles City, and Browning. The full list of times and locations can be found on our website, mtpr.org.
You know, to be working closely with people online that you've never even met before, but to be able to plan these types of events is pretty phenomenal.
Erickson says last year's International Women's March was an electrifying reaction to President Donald Trump's election. She predicts this Saturday's rallies will have a different feel.
It is far less about marching in a reactionary mode. Really, this is a celebration of the activism that has taken place by ordinary citizens across our state.
Millions of people participated in last year's worldwide protests. They were designed to draw attention to issues ranging from women's rights and immigration to health care reform. Erickson says Montana's rally in Helena last year spawned the creation of several organizations that collectively refer to themselves as resistance groups.
Or groups that are really holding the members of Congress accountable and working in their communities to ensure that vulnerable populations are protected and not impacted by potential legislation.
Aaron Erickson welcomes men to all the rallies, calling them important friends and allies.
You know, there are husbands, fathers, sons, and there's always a place for them at the table with us.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.